this week in the Wicked Wardrobe, I'm primed and I'm ready. It's late on a Sunday afternoon and I'm very, very excited and I'm winging it and I'm really happy to be talking with somebody has contributed to the space. I'm not entirely sure for how long, but I'm excited about it. I know I'm rambling because but it's my thing, so I can say it. So I'm excited to be talking with you / Ava _Lee 123. Hi, Ava. How are you?
Hello. I'm fine.
Hello. And is it okay? May I call you Ava?
Yes, please. Yes. Please.
Okay. Okay. So Ava _Lee is a 123. We need to add. Do I need to add the 123? How should I refer
no,
to
no,
you?
No, 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 no. I actually only added that because Ava Lee was already taken as a username.
Of course. Of course.
You know how it goes. And I was damn.
Yeah.
And I added 123 because it rhymes and I thought that's fun.
Well, perfect. So Ava, I'm so excited to have you here. And for those of you who are listening, I have the pleasure of discovering Ava's content over the past year that I've been contributing to this space. But very recently, I came upon how to identify you. Her, that he, not sorry, clearly not. Maybe I don't know. Understand, Ava. I'm old, so I'm learning the whole identification and pronouns and what's appropriate.
Oh, but with me, it's pretty straightforwardly female.
Okay, so she, her is fine, and I'm not kidding. You need to really hold my hand in terms of this. I've been nervous about bringing this, and this is why this is so not professional, because I've been nervous about bringing this up with other people, because I think, oh, this is something the younger folk have said. I need to acknowledge this at the beginning of each chat. And I was like, oh, I'm going to mess it up. I'm going to offend. I don't mean to offend. I'm just letting. Okay, so Ava's content I became aware of, and just very recently a particular collection of scripts I become aware of, and I'm so excited to have a chat with you. So you're well?
Yes.
Yes. And it's the weekend for you. It's the end of the weekend for me. Gotta love time zones. So Ava, for people who don't know who you are, how do you contribute to the and I think I need to do this as well, Fairy Princess Lucy, I will pay you some sort of royalties or something. How do you contribute to the Gone Wild, or the ecosystem that is erotic and non-erotic audio?
I've been around for about 2 years now. And I'm mainly contributing through audio. Like, I record, but I also write. Like, I write for myself and I also write script offers. Most part of my work is not safe for work. I've also done some like comfort audios, but like the main focus is not safe for work. And much of it is BDSM themed, I would say. Not all of it, but most.
A good majority of your content is?
I would say so.
And is that as a voice artist, as a VA, if that's how you choose to identify, or as a script writer?
Both.
Right.
Yeah.
So can I ask then and I think there's a thing that's like, do we have to be one or the other? It's like, oh, okay. So that's a bit of a full circle moment with like, how do you identify as a VA?
I would say
all or a script writer, or an editor.
Well, I find it hard to narrow it down to one, because I would say I do a variety of things. Like, I actually started as a writer.
You did?
Yeah, I actually came to Reddit through Gone Wild Stories. So I was writing before I was recording. And
how long ago was that, Ava?
That was a bit more than 2 years. And Well, if you want, I can tell the story.
I'd love that. We're here for a story. Yeah.
Okay. So, well, it goes back a little bit further. Like a few years ago, I was going through a very difficult time in my life. I won't go into detail, but
that's okay.
It
was challenging.
Yeah, it was very challenging on different levels. I was quite ill. Also, as a side effect of that, I really lost my sex drive. Like, I completely, it was gone. Like, can you imagine, like, me not being interested in sex at all? So, this was a side effect. And also, I had a very, I would say, bad body image. Like, I felt very alienated from my body. But
did you?
Yeah. But then, thankfully, I found a way to start a healing process, and I was recovering. And pretty early on in that healing process, I rediscovered my libido, and my sex drive came back totally unexpected. And yeah, it was like,
was that really during your treatment or post treatment?
Pretty early on during treatment, and quite surprising. And I found that, well, this is kind of, I don't know. It was like a very almost spiritual experience. Like, life force was returning to me. Like, it was really symbolic in a way.
Yeah, people may not know, I have a New Zealand background and a Maori background, and then we call that our mana. That's like, that's just your life essence. Did you feel like that was?
Yeah, it was really like life again. Yeah, life was coming back to me. I was feeling better in my body. I also reconnected with my partner in this way, which brought a lot of balance to my relationship too.
Sure.
So it was really wonderful. And also, I realized that I kind of had neglected my sexuality, not in the way that I didn't have sex. I always had liked sex, but I hadn't put so much thought into it.
Was it the emotional connection?
More like thinking about my fantasies, like finding out what my turn-ons were. Like, I think I've always been a kinky person. I was a bit afraid of it, I think. So I didn't thought too much about that, but then this all came up again, and I was like, oh, I really want to know more about myself in this way. I want to learn. I want to explore. It was like really, I don't know, like a need that came from deep within.
I guess if you've been through some sort of health issue, health crisis, whatever, it's a moment in your life where you really need to reflect, and you get a whole different level of perspective. You do start searching for, okay, so what do I want? What do I need? What can I address? What what fulfills and ingratiates, ingratiates is not the right word, satiates me as a person, and who am I as a person?
Exactly like that. And so I was there with this need to explore, and I also was there with this like sex drive that was really skyrocketing.
I'm here.
I'm back.
Let's get it on.
And I really needed an outlet for that. I don't really know how I came to the idea of writing about it.
So it was GW Stories, you say?
Not yet.
No. Oh, okay. Sorry, my bad.
At first, I was just doing it for my own. Like, I started writing fictional short stories. And I wrote them in English from the very beginning. Like, English is not my native language.
So I can hear that in you. And is it okay to say that?
It's okay. I'm German.
Yes. Oh, look, sprechen Sie Deutsch. I did some years of German, but don't ask me anything. Don't please don't. Oh, although there is somebody messaged me the other day and said, "Can you speak something in high German?" I was like, "No," because all the Germans on here will just go, "No." fine. Go ahead. So it's not your first language, but you wrote in English.
Yes. I've been reading a lot in English, and it just, I don't know, it felt easier in a way, which is contradictory. Like, it's not my native language, but in a way it helped me to get out of my own head. Like, I'm not that.
Like, as a character, in a way that you were expressing in a different way?
As a writer, like, really getting into this this writing thing, like, it helped me, like, not feeling like this, I don't know, broken and struggling woman who's in the middle of her.
No, I get it. Like, it's that far more process. That's why I wonder if it's like it's a character that's your, you know, you're that much more removed. You are now embodying writer mode. You're not broken woman recovery mode. Like,
exactly.
You're writer mode.
And also it has to do with the language itself. I think it's easier to write erotic content in English because, I don't know, to me at least, the German language is kind of not very sensual. it's easy to be very technical in German or to be very precise and philosophical, but it's,
well, there's three different what is it, pronouns for deadied us, right? I was like, hang on. I don't know if you've listened to a chat I had with a German creator, a German male VA, female friendly, and we talk about this exact thing about who's like, we know German's not sexy. And I just went, well,
unless
you're in a BDSM and there's chains involved.
but still, it can feel so awkward. Like,
I had a German week. I did a whole German week for here on Get In My Ears.
Oh,
yeah,
really?
That's okay. I'll send you the links. That's fine. But it's interesting to me that you were writing, the writing came easier to you in English.
Yes. Oh. It's funny. And so I was writing by myself, for myself in English. Yeah. And eventually I showed one of my first short stories to my husband.
Yeah.
And he read it and he said, "Ooh, this sounds very sexy. And I also like the twist ending. So this is pretty cool. Why don't you post this somewhere?" And I was like, "Where?" And then he suggested, like, check out Reddit. And I was like, "What is Reddit?" Like, I literally didn't do it. I'm not that much of a social media person.
Sure.
And I'm not on Twitter. I'm not on Insta. I had just left Facebook because it was annoying. So I was pretty clueless. And then I discovered Reddit. And there are several subreddits for erotic literature. Like, I think there's one titled Erotic Literature, there's BDSM Erotica, there's Sexy Stories, and I was discovering all of this. I was like, ooh, it's
cool. May I ask, were you discovering this personally or more creatively? I get that's a very personal question, but in terms of it, you mentioned it's a creative outlet for you. Did it afford you that sort of that space to go, well, I'm going to write about this because I need to write about this because, like, this whole shitstorm's gone down and has happened to me, and now I'm rediscovering myself and I'm writing. Okay. I need that outlet for it. You didn't know where to post it, but your husband has offered this platform potentially.
Not quite sure if I understand the question. Oh, I kind of tracked.
Sorry, and I'm rambling a little bit. But yeah, just, is it something, I guess, before you mentioned not being well?
Yeah.
Was it something that was kind of within you and you didn't know how to express that? Or and then, like, you know, sort of in recovery, you've gone and rediscovered your sexuality.
Yeah.
Was that part of the process, thinking just like, well, actually, I have this within me. I can write about it and I can express it that way. Did it come about because of your recovery or was it something that's been within? Because I often ask people just like what's your inspiration?
I must say I can't really answer that because I'm not sure. I think I've always been someone who liked to write, but I've only written scientific text before.
Okay. So, but in terms of this content, like if you're looking towards, mm-hmm. Posting this content to the a BDSM platform or a stories platform, is that something you discovered after in your recovery? Like, was that part of the impetus?
Well, at first I didn't even thought about posting it at all. I was just doing it for myself. But then I was discovering this platform, and I was also discovering Gone Wild Stories. Yeah. And I saw people are not only writing fiction, but they also write this kind of diary style stories, like based on true events, which is, of course, sometimes it's also fiction, or it's they pretend it's based on true events, but who knows?
True. That's the mystery. Yeah.
Yeah. And I saw that Gone Wild Stories was way bigger than the others. And there was more going on in this subreddit. So I had the idea of, what if I not only write fiction, but what if I write about myself? And I was there were some old memories that I thought, that's maybe would make a cool story. And also I was in this process of discovering kink with my partner. So there was new material.
That's what I'm getting back to.
The idea came when I discovered the subreddit, and I was why not? And then I tried it. And actually,
how did that go down? How was that? Do you remember can you remember back to, because I know it's been a couple of years, mm-hmm. but can you remember back to the first time you offered up, publicly posted a story of yours then?
Yes, I remember very well.
Yeah.
It was on Gone Wild Stories, and it was mm-hmm. A memory. It was an story about a sexual adventure I had many years back mm-hmm. as a teenager at 18, so mm-hmm. legal age. And I posted this, and I was very, very excited because first time I've ever done something like that. And
like publicly?
Yeah.
Like something that's creative, that's public, that is actually real.
Yes, and also that is erotic in nature. So all of this was new. And so I posted this, and it had a lot of response, way more than I had expected. And
were you surprised at the response?
Yeah. I was surprised. Okay. I got a lot of comments and messages, and people were like, "Woo, this is interesting, this is hot." And it's I've never considered myself an exhibitionist because I'm really a total introvert and actually a shy person. And this was not on my radar at all. But then when I got all this response, I was like, "Whoa!"
Yeah, did you reconsider that? Maybe.
Yeah, a little bit. I honestly got a huge thrill out of this, and I kept on posting. I kept on interacting with people, so I was whole in this. I was fully in this story universe, so to say. And then one day, I had a chat with one of my readers, and we were talking about all kinds of things, and I asked him, mm-hmm. "So you like my stories? Do you generally prefer erotic literature, or do you actually prefer video porn? Because there's the stereotype, men like to watch porn and women read books, and I don't know, I just wanted to what's your opinion on I'm under that impression." So I wanted his opinion on that, and he replied, "Well, I actually prefer audio porn." And I was like, "What is audio porn?"
Wow, that's your first introduction.
You see,
yeah?
I was completely clueless this even existed.
We don't know what we don't know, right?
So So I was like, "Ooh, what is audio porn?" And he was like, "Yeah, you should check out Gone Wild Audio. There's the subreddit." And I did, and I think you've described this as going down a rabbit hole, and that was it for me as well.
So for my listeners, this is a moment when I would normally go ba-na-na-na because I'm a Zelda freak. No, I'm not apologizing for loving Zelda. But yeah, this is a moment, whether it be the rabbit hole or just like this was a moment of realization for you. Yeah. That you discovered this. Yeah, you're right.
It was like, wow, all this exists. And I was really amazed. I also was very confused when I first checked out Gone Wild Audio, because I was like, ooh, all those texts, it's confusing. Like some of
them
are
lot.
like text, some of them are audio files. How does the script of a thing work? I was like completely clueless and I was a bit lost. But I was also very, very fascinated. And very early on, I had this idea of like, ooh, I reached people with my stories. Like I got a response with stories. What more can I do? And I add my voice, you know, because you can create this intimacy. You can really, you can not only describe.
Are you
something
meaning as in written or audio?
Mm-hmm.
I mean as no, but I'm meaning for you, you're thinking you can reach other people with your scripts.
I was like very early on, I had the idea of becoming a creator myself. Like I had
how do you mean? As recording yourself?
As
early on you were
because I didn't get the whole script of a thing. I was thinking like, oh, when I join as a voice actor.
I see. Yeah, okay, I understand now. Okay, Right, so you've been recording as long as you've been writing then. Would that be right?
Not quite. I started recording a bit later.
Sure.
And I wrote my own script for myself because I thought this is how it works. Like it came naturally to me.
And it's a process.
Writing anyway.
Yeah.
And then I don't know, I had this moment of confidence, like, ooh, I'm going to join the space. I'm going to be a voice actor. And I verified.
Did you think that's what you had to do to get your words out there, to get your scripts out there, to get your short stories out there, that's what you had to do? You had to record them? Is that what you thought?
I thought this is how it works. I thought this is like the audio place and people are like recording here. So, but I also really wanted to try it. Like I was really, really, I thought it would be cool to express myself creatively like that.
Yeah. Were you nervous about that at all? Or were you anxious about?
I was so nervous. I actually deleted my verification again because I panicked. I had like this moment of imposter syndrome. Like, oh my God, they will laugh at me. They will laugh at my accent. It was a bit worse back then. So I was like really panicked. And I was like, oh, I can't do this. But thankfully, there was like one person, another VA, who had noticed my verification post. And it's a guy from England, and he contacted me and he said, yeah, I really like your voice. You have such a musical voice. It sounds like you're smiling. And it's really,
it actually does. That's a brilliant description. It really does. Yeah. Wow.
Thank you.
Oh,
like I wasn't aware of that. So he like complimented my voice. And
it's not until somebody says that to you, right? Mm-hmm. Until somebody gives you that.
I never thought my voice was somehow especially actually
but do you know what I've learned over this time is that it's not whether your voice is special or whether your voice is deep or like hello it's it's this beautiful playful musical sound. It's because I think there are as many, like, in terms of kinks, and voice kink is a thing, right? Just like you can't quantify sexual kinks. You can't quantify voice kinks because I don't know about you. I listen to verification audios as much as I can. but there's going to be a voice, and, you know, I've had a few people message me over my very brief year. And just say, just like, well, you know, I don't know if anyone's going to like my voice. And I was just like, you know what? There is always going to be someone who likes your voice. Yeah. And they're like, but you know, I don't have this amount of audios, or I don't have a microphone, or I was like, you got a phone, right? You're on Reddit right now. You've got a phone. That's all you need. That's all you need. There is enough room in the sandbox. There are many flavors in the chocolate box. You know, so for you and your voice, it took that one comment or a comment to say, boost
your... boosted my confidence. And it was like the nudge I needed. I didn't verify again right after that, but I started like creating privately, so to say. I had like this little audience from Gone Wild Stories, and I was like messaging people and saying, hey, I'm trying out this audio thing now, would you like to hear one? And of course they were curious, so I was like
creating Ava.
Backstage for a while. And then when I had mastered enough confidence from the feedback that I've got, I verified again, and then I started posting on Gone Wild Audio, I think 1.5 years ago, or like almost 2 years ago.
Yeah. Wow. And look, I'm going to say it because it's my thing. Mm-hmm. The biggest cohort within the creator space, they're American. Yeah. And I'm not within that cohort, clearly. You and I are not within that cohort. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, it's no secret that I have this particular American accents and Canadian accents and other accents that just like really are my group tonight. But how wonderful that you thought and had the confidence to go, you know what, my words, I'm going to speak them, and I'm going to post them publicly, and clearly they've been received.
It's like I don't know myself where it came from actually, but it was
people dig your voice, babe.
But it was such an awesome journey since then. I must say I'm so happy that I made the decision to join, because it's giving me so much, like not only recording but also like the whole picture, like being in this community, being creative, writing. Then I discovered eventually about script offers, and I did my first script offers. Like hearing my words back from others is really amazing.
Can you tell me a little
experience.
Bit about that? Do you remember what the first script was, or some sort of like what do you actually write? What do you offer in terms of script offers?
Well, like they're like a bit too. Well, there's also a variety. Like for one part, I write stuff that I very selfishly would like to hear.
Yeah. God. Yes, please.
For myself, and this is like very close to my own fantasies, and I just like someone to flesh that out for me. Then there's scripts that I've written to perform myself a while back that I decided to eventually offer as script offers for others to perform. And
that's how I know you. Because, yeah. Sorry, go on. Go on.
Yeah. And then there's stuff like, I don't know, it just, I can't really pin it down where my inspiration comes from, because it's just in my head. Sometimes it's just,
do things just sort of pop in your head, and you're just like, oh, I need to write that.
I need to write it. It's really, it's like an urge. It's like I annoy everyone around me. I'm like, wait a second. I have to get on my phone. I have to note this down. I have an idea.
Oh my goodness.
I have a script idea. Like my husband already knows that phrase. I have a script idea. He's like, okay. Go, write it down.
Oh, and how wonderful that your husband is supportive, your partner is supportive in this space, because I understand that's not the norm, isn't it?
Like many,
I'm finding that it's not so much. But in terms of you filling your own scripts, I had come across your scripts early on to my sort of experience in this, and I was just like, how wonderful that you. you offer your words for somebody else, and I get that whole sort of There's a vulnerability. But what I love more than anything, I'm not going to lie, is you just saying, I want this to happen to me. This is my fantasy. I'm going to write a script about it. I'm going to put it out there. And may I ask? And again, it's okay for it's a fairly standard question. I said, do people in your real world know what you do? And clearly, I'm assuming now your husband does.
Yes. Like my husband is the one who knows the whole thing. He knows my pen name. He knows my Reddit profile. He occasionally reads my scripts. Also
he does.
Of my audios. Yeah.
Look, I'm going to say you're probably the first person that I've had a chat with whose partner does, actually.
Really?
Yeah. Because I know there are, it's a question that he asks. It's like, and whether they want to, disclose that sort of information. Yeah. How does that,
how does it work?
No, I was going to say, for your terms of self-expression, because you, am I right that you don't, well, I know you don't, me personally, but for those who are listening, I know you write F for M. What else do you write for?
Well, I also write M for F.
Yes,
like, to
clearly.
Be performed by others. Like I've recently also written an M for M. I've written F for all. I've written all different kinds.
Did you just hear my sharp intake of breath just then? I need more of that in my life. Okay. So has that really, I'm wondering if that's really sort of tapped into your creative side, addressing or creating for different audiences?
Well, I don't know if it's it's not been a conscious decision. I will branch out and I do everything. It's just when I have an idea and it fits. Sometimes I also gender flip scripts.
Do you do it of your own volition? You flip the scripts.
Yeah, I flipped scripts of my own. For example, I had this. Very early on, I made an audio about anal sex in the bathroom.
Yeah.
And right after a shower, it's a shower scene, and then she's teasing him, and then they have anal sex in the bathroom. Yeah. And I performed that myself. And sometime later, I took the script and I flipped it to the male perspective. I didn't change anything about the story, but I changed the perspective. Hmm. And then I put it out there. It's a script offer. And because I don't know, I just felt doing that. I thought, it's interesting. I'm always curious about this two perspective things, the other side. And that was also what happened with Flavors of Submission, the script.
Ava and I have reconnected recently, not that we were disconnected, but I came upon Ava's through, I'm going to say, pirate. My pirate friend, pirate underscore, my pirate underscore. Oh, sorry, I don't know. I'll link it here. Somebody else alerted. Well, I follow you, so I saw your offer back at the end of February, only because I was digging around not your public offers, but your is it script bin?
Oh, really?
Where you?
Archive of your own.
Oh yeah, and so before they became publicly available, I had.
Oh really? You saw them before I posted
20th of February. Yeah.
Wow. I wasn't aware people are even there.
It's probably where I go and search for creators that I sort of align myself with and what words that speak to me I'm part of a different Discord server and for collabs and somebody had brought it up, but the whole concept of presenting you and late stage infernalism beg my pardon, LSI, shout out, we're talking about you.
Really? I had no idea.
I'd already recorded all six of yours.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, they've been in the waiting for, you know, since then.
Wow.
But when it got offered up, so if you're listening, Ava created six independent submissive scripts in conjunction with Late Stage Infernalism, another brilliant script writer.
Wonderful
in the
writer.
Space. And they combined their talents, like, we're just like talent palooza, and offered 12 essentially dominant, and so flavors of, and correct me if I'm wrong, flavors of dominance and submission.
So
or is it flavors of submission is, and dominance? That's what I'm not sure. Where's the power like play there?
It's like two partner series. Like I started out with flavors of submission. And then while writing it, I had the idea, ooh, wouldn't it be cool to make counterparts? So I was already working on it, and I had it halfway written already.
Wow.
And then I reached out to LSI because we know each other.
Because it's LSI,
Yeah, I really love his work. And I was like, total random thought of mine. I'm working on that. Would you be interested? And he was like, ooh, yeah, sounds good. Like, send it over and tell me about the idea. And then he decided to join and write Flavors of Dominance as like a mirror script in a way, like counterparts to mine. Yeah. And then I read his, and then I got inspired to make changes to mine. So it was really like a mutual creative process.
What a wonderful collaboration.
Really it was so much fun.
Yeah. And it's been picked up by a number of people. What I actually really love is that when the offer went out there, like the collaborative offer, the 12 scripts, is it got offered on a collaborative server that I'm a part of, and it was really nice to say, oh, actually I've recorded those, but I wanted to afford that space for the entire project to come together, the dominance and the submission, and have that sort of companion audio. Is it companion audio? Is that the right term? I'm going with it. But since then, the biggest thing, I'm not going to lie to you, I need to tell you, Ava, when you offered the post publicly, I love the little line in that, and I'm not going to say it verbatim, so don't come at me, people. It's just like, I wrote this. Like your whole 12, there's like 12 scripts there, people, right? So Ava's tiny little comment was, I'm recording them first, or I have recorded them first. And I'm like, fuck yeah. Absolutely. You do that. And there's a thing in that okay, so I'd recorded mine.
I think I said I've already recorded them myself to be the first.
So, that was the word. If I could write that verbatim, I recorded them myself first. And so you should. That's your I know there's a lot of writers who write who don't feel comfortable behind the microphone, and you do, and I think that's wonderful. And it's, I'm going to say, it's an anomaly. The fact that you
really,
well, it's kind of what I'm finding, a little bit, but I'm just like, fuck yeah, you do you, that's your work. You record it first. You put it out there, because unfortunately this is the reality of the space that we are posting in, this creative space, is that, the upvotes and the popularity contest that it is what it is. I would only Look, I don't listen to myself, but I would only listen to one other version. And that would be the creator's. If the creator recorded their own words, my God, I would wallow in that like pour it into a bathtub. I would want that oral honey in a way to wash over to me, because you wrote them, you're saying them. That's the real fucking deal, right? So when you posted that, because I think it was the 20th, but it was maybe a week or so later, maybe that the public offer came out.
I'm not sure.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't even matter. Mm-hmm. There was a delay, but I'm for those of you who are listening, I messaged Ava and just said, like, I want to hear all yours. And there was a point, I'm not going to lie, I thought I should go back and re-record, but
what?
Because I listened to yours and like, did I get it wrong? But then I think,
no,
you know,
but
my thing is my thing, your thing is your thing. But I love that your original impetus, your original conception is there, but recorded in your voice. It's one thing to write it, but to record it in your voice, what a wonderful gift for you to give. And on that note, how has it been over the past couple of weeks for you to see, and I've seen them, people are filling your scripts?
I'm really blown away by the response that the series has been getting.
Really?
It's really like I kind of knew it's special because it's like a partner series, several scripts, but I hadn't expected it to resonate so much with people, and it makes me very, very happy. Like, it's always an honor when someone picks your words, like they say, wow, this is so
I want to speak your words and record them and post them publicly because
you make an offer, you make an effort. I mean, like, it's really, it goes a lot of energy and a lot of time and goes in recording. And so I always consider it an honor.
But also, Ava, when you write, that's not lesser energy.
For me, it's actually more time consuming because I'm really slow at writing, actually.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying, is that what you're writing, that kind of like jacks up the value of it. You are writing not only for your audience, but as your own, and you're sharing yourself. And that takes time. That's not going to be. And it takes vulnerability and it takes exposure. And exposure is not the right word. Don't come at me, great English teachers from 30 years ago. But just it takes a moment, darling, that you have accepted that I'm going to put my words out there publicly. I think that's amazing. And you share those words publicly for other people to read? Look, you're amazing. It's a love fest right about now. But you can turn the chat off. No, I've always been in awe of script writers, but to see somebody who, for want of a better term, straddle the writer and performer, voice actor, whatever, VA, the person that talks into the microphone, speaks the words. It's different. I wanted to ask you how, like, In terms of what you put out, and in terms of your, because I've heard a lot about, you know, your creative brain and the fantasies and everything, and like putting them like pen to paper sort of thing. What's your process like now in terms of, you know, publishing or posting script offers or audio offers for that?
There isn't really much of a process, I would say. It's like completely... it's chaotic, and that mainly has to do with the fact that I don't nearly have enough time to put into this hobby than I would like to. Sadly, I'm a working mom. I think that's all. Like,
my fist is waving high for you right now in the wicked wardrobe.
And so it's really, really difficult for me to find time for writing, because I need quiet to write. Of course, I can note down ideas during the day. I'm the one to type it on a playground on my phone, like, oh, I have to note down that idea. But you
I'm
know,
sorry,
but really...
on the playground, it's like, it's okay, baby. You're good. Hang on, Mama's good.
Hang on. I have to write porn on my phone. So,
like, God, I love you so much.
I always think, oh my God, I'm the sluttiest.
Can I just tell you, I'm loving you so much right now. I talked with a VA from a couple of years ago, who likewise in the playground. Just like,
really? It's not only me.
not writing, but just had the voice, was recording. And kind of sidled over. He was a male VA who just kind of sidled over to a number of mums who was like, go, darling, you do you. Oh, look at you going so high on that swing. Just doing that. And he's like,
oh my God.
Okay, if I call out to my kid right about now, I'm wondering if either of those or any of those three or four mums are going to recognize my voice, you know, because he was just like, he's like, hey, baby. Yeah. But just.
Well,
no, darling, you do you. So you and your, I, you I and would... your porny notepad, do it.
Well, yeah. Oh, I mean, writing something down can be done way more discreetly than voice acting. And yeah, so yeah. I really like the space in my life that I would like to have. Like, I have so many ideas, like really on a daily basis. I see so many great script offers. Like, I would love to do so much more, but right now it is how it is.
You're doing what you're doing. Yeah. And look, so how long in? So you in your space right now, granted that your husband, your partner is, you know, supportive of this.
Yes.
Have you like sort of even, and this is a very practical question, like, are you thinking about expanding this, or this is hobby for now?
It is hobby, definitely. I've had I entertained the idea of monetizing my content. I even attempted it half-heartedly once, but I was on Patreon and I had an OnlyFans page for a brief period of time, but I realized very quickly that this is, for me, it's not the way. I won't ever judge anyone who does, so please all do you. But
don't come at us right now. Miss Ava is not having
I'm just talking about me.
So but in terms of your in terms of Patreon, you started one?
Yeah, but it wasn't going that well. And also I realized that it put pressure on me. And this kind of took the fun out of it. Like, I was thinking about what kind of content do I have to make, like what frequency, and it was really putting me under a lot of stress. And then I was thinking, no, this is my hobby. This is my creative outlet. This is my place where I feel confident. Sometimes I would say I feel my most confident, sexiest self when I do awesome. This. Like I really it gives me a lot of energy and a lot of confidence. Yeah. And I don't want anything to impact that. I don't want to worry about monetizing.
Like if you've got to put out this amount of content by that time
and also regarding the topics, like I really like narrative audios, for example, and I know this is not that mainstream. Like most people are more into the role play and direct speech to the listener kind of audio, which I also love. But I still want to do my narrative stuff. I feel like it, I want to do poetry. I want to do hysterical literature. I want to do whatever I want.
I think I know you should be my best friend right about now, because you and I, if you're listening, well, I know you're listening because you've clicked play. So there is a relatively new subreddit that some creators have come up with, and I feel so privileged to be kind of quietly privy to that, GW Narrative. For those of us who want to be immersed in a story, in a text, in a I'm excited that I don't know, darling. I wonder about how do you think about this as a writer? I kind of wonder. This is why this is so not professional. I wonder. You know, like, I see that particular subreddit. I actually started a whole YouTube thing which I'll continue on with myself personally, but I wanted to read. I want a story. I want an immersion. I want a narrative. I want to be involved and submersed into not a dialogue, but a scenario. And I feel as though the mods of that particular subreddit, I think they're doing that. And I know they're trying to do that. You've started posting there.
Mm-hmm.
Am I right?
Yeah.
Like, I'm wondering, is this something that you've been looking for or?
Oh, absolutely. I was noticing that narrative content tends to drown a little bit on Gone Wild Audio, because Gone Wild Audio has become so big, and like I said, the main interest is in more immersive and direct speech to the listener kind of content. Also, people love those loud orgasms. Nothing wrong about that.
Yeah, but you do you. But I'm wondering where the space is for, like, you are, you know, just like outside of that. Let's have a story.
So I was really happy when I learned about
GW Narrative.
GW Narrative, because I felt like, wow, there's finally a place that focuses on this kind of content, where, of course, it's still very small at the moment. But when you're,
can I tell you,
a listener perspective, when you're looking for this, like here, you can find it. And also those kind of like radio play audios, like I've done those before as a collab. It's like, it's not addressing the listener. It's like more like theater play for the ears.
I had to relearn myself. What is a narrative? What is...
it's not like really defined, isn't it? Like,
I think
in between things, I would say.
Yeah. And just like you talk about radio plays. I posted one last week that was a script of Ryan's, and I was so freaking proud of it. Like, but for me, so I did a gimme with Ryan beginning of December, and it was, you know, just, but then he flipped the tables and interviewed me. Weird. Gotta love him. Oh, God, I love him. Just that whole sort of like, and one of the quotes was, it's halfway between let's get it on and let's put on a show.
Yeah, how, I think.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Where's the performance? Where does the performance end? Where does the let's.
Well, it's like, I think one of those wonderful, ambiguous things where you can't really tell. It's like, for me, I personally, I like the acting aspect of it. Like,
you do?
I really do. I like to take on a character. Like, I slip into that role, maybe be
you
someone
do? Yeah?
Who's a bit different from my everyday self. But on the other hand, like in everything I write and everything I perform, there's a lot of me, like genuinely me and my sexuality, and it's inspiring me. It's like it's going back and forth. Like I sometimes decide to try on a role and perform it, like this is a bit out of my comfort zone, like I wouldn't maybe have experience with it. Like, it was like this when I first started doing gentle femdom content. It was something I had zero experience with. And
but
then
did
I was
you
trying...
feel like you fell into the role?
Yeah, I felt like I want to try it out, like how you try out new clothes.
Pair
like
of shoes.
Does it fit or does it not? How does it feel like? I was like curious. And so I also, I didn't make it easy on myself. I wrote my own first gentle femdom script, and I was like, I'm not really sure what I'm doing here, but I try it. And then I performed it, and it felt so good. Like, I was like, ooh, maybe I'm more of a switch than I thought. So you see, it goes back and forth. I think there's no form, at least for me, there's no clear distinction between acting and being myself. In a way, it's like totally,
it's a little bit of you and everything, right?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It is my writing and my recordings, everything. It's like I'm everywhere, but I don't tell you precisely where where myself ended.
Oh, beautiful Miss Ava, thank you so much for joining me in this space. And oh gosh, wow.
Thank you so much for having me. It was an honor.
We're just going to have a chat. We're just going to, you know, thank you for joining me. Thank you for your scripts. Thank you for your words. I posted all of Ava's collection of submission and she doesn't know this. I'm actually going to record all of the dominance.
I'm very much looking forward to that.
You're so lovely. But what I would encourage you all to do is to, if you see a creator like Ava who spans the wild, the eco wild, you know, who writes, records, edits, I would encourage you, just like if you see an offer, check out their initial, because can I tell you, check out their initial audio offer, because there is nothing more raw or real than somebody speaking their words and then offering their words up for public consumption and or interpretation. You have done that, Ava. You did that. You recorded your own and then you let other people speak your words, and I feel blessed to be one of them.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Miss Ava. I can't even. I just I have listened to yours a number of times. So, but if you're listening right now, just if you see a script writer offer theirs and they've offered their own audio That's a whole nother level. And that is what Ava underscore Lee 123 has done. So, Ava, thank you for joining me today. It's been lovely.
It was. Thank you so much for having me. Thank you for your wonderful scriptfields. And also, thank you for doing this, like offering this podcast to the community. I think it's so cool, really. It's wonderful. Oh.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I couldn't do it without, you know, amazing content creators. So thank you. I look forward to seeing you in the wild.
Yay.